You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey, friends. Thanks for joining me for another week of guided prayer. I'm wondering how you're doing today. No, really. Before we get started, I want to check in with you. Actually, I want you to check in with yourself. So, allow me to give you an image, a visualization I like to use for this purpose when I want to check in with myself. So here it is. Imagine yourself floating on top of some body of water. It could be the ocean, which would not work for me because sharks. It could be a river. It could be a lake. That's my personal preference. So go ahead, fix that image of yourself, relaxed, floating, weightless in your mind. Now I want you to take a deep breath and ask yourself the question, how am I really doing? How am I really doing? Your first instinct might be to check in with all those emotions that are easily accessible right there at the top of your ordinary awareness of life, floating right there beside you on the face of the water. You can see those, but now I want you to take another deep breath. And on the exhale, see if you can sink beneath those surface emotions, down into the deeper waters of your inner life. As you let yourself sink beneath the surface, do you notice a change? Do the emotions get cooler as you move down? Is there a warm current that surprises you? What do you notice? What do you feel? Okay, this is a visualization I just wanted to offer you. It's not necessarily our prayer today, but it's something I find helpful when I'm feeling flooded by emotions. When I begin to feel a lot of anxiety or fear or anger or numbness, I use this visualization as a kind of prayer, and I ask the Spirit to help me see what's going on beneath the surface. To let me see, to let me feel more deeply. My favorite way to pray with this is to first imagine taking a really deep plunge, going as deep into my heart as I can. Because I've discovered that when I check in that deepest place in me, I almost always find peace. Almost always, there is an undisturbed peace at the center of my being. And once I can reach that, then I imagine myself resurfacing slowly. And I come back up through all the other emotions, and I can see what's going on from a different perspective. Now, the ability to reach that deep inner peace didn't come for me all at once. It didn't happen quickly. It was a grace I found over many years of prayer, but I believe that peace is inside of all of us, waiting to be discovered. There's a passage I meditate on often. It's from Isaiah 26, and the way that I memorized it as a child is it says, "He will keep at perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on him because they trust him." Right now, it seems easy to be distracted. We have a lack of routine, a lack of normalcy, plenty of worry to be had around what's going on in this world. So today, I want to offer you a guided prayer that will help you keep your mind focused on the Lord, that I hope will bring you closer and closer to that deep peace that really is inside of all of us. And you're going to know this prayer more than likely. It's actually the prayer that Jesus gave his disciples when they asked him to teach them how to pray. The prayer is commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. And the words of the prayer, the text of the prayer goes like this. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into a time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. If you're very familiar with this prayer, you might wonder, what grace could I possibly find in it? I've prayed it, Rachel. I know it. Perhaps Jesus' way of praying is more important than the words themselves. My hope is that we can sink today beneath the surface of this prayer, maybe even take a deep plunge into it, and see what we find. As your guide, I'll offer phrases from the prayer, and I would encourage you to take each word or phrase and bring it into your heart, see what rises in you, and offer whatever comes to the Lord. And to the degree that you are able, receive from him whatever he shares in response. Okay. So, for this prayer experience, any posture will do. But for fun, I'd recommend laying on your back, legs and arms extended as if you were floating on the water. Since the hope is that we're going to sink into the deep waters today, you might try that posture. But really, anyone will work. So, go ahead, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and exhale. Let's take another breath in together. And exhale. We begin with the words, Our Father. Our Father. Keep breathing into those words. Are not only mine, our Father. How does it feel to sit with our Father today? Our Father, holy is your name. Hallowed, holy. What wonder, what awe do you find in your heart toward God? Can you share it with him? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Your kingdom, your will. What longings are there? longings that rise in you, longings that come from God. Give us this day our daily bread. What do you need today? Can you receive it? Do you trust the Lord is giving it to you now? Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven others. Forgive us. Help us to forgive others. What are you carrying that you can release? Is there anything you're holding against another that you want to let go? Lord, deliver us from trials and from the evil one. We ask now for protection, for deliverance. We open ourselves to your trust. Into your goodness we breathe. Let's go ahead and breathe in together one more time. And on the exhale, you can offer a great amen. Amen. David L. Fleming writes, "These elements of prayer cover the whole range of human conversation. Sharing experience, saying thank you, asking for help, crying out in pain, begging forgiveness, expressing love, just spending time together. This is what we do when we get together with our friends. And that's what I hope you found in prayer today. That you can share the whole range of your life with God. As you pray the Lord's Prayer more deeply, what you'll find is in your day when you need connection, when you need to be centered, you can pray it simply, and all the depth of the prayer will reach you in that moment. So, keep praying the Our Father this week. Pray it deeply, pray it simply, and see what grace comes to you as you fix your eyes on our gracious God. friends, thank you so much for being with me today. I love you. I love praying with you. And I trust that you are loving one another well. I look forward to being with you again very soon.